38강, 39강 실전 모의고사 6회 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter, why are you looking forward to summer vacation?
Oh, because I can enjoy windsurfing during summer vacation.
I see. I'd like to try that sometime, but it seems really difficult.
(2번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You know what? I'm going to play the piano at a concert soon.
Really? Congratulations. You've always wanted to play the piano on stage.
But do you think I'll be able to perform well in front of an audience?
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Attention students, this is your principal, Thomas Lee. As you know, a new type of bird flu is spreading all over the nation. According to the authorities, the bird flu virus can spread among humans, especially young children. With an emergency alert against the bird flu, we decided to close Westwood Middle School for the rest of the week. Your teachers will tell you how to protect yourselves in situations like this. They will also hand out health and safety information packets right after this announcement. Please bring the packets home and read them with your parents. Thank you for your cooperation.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey John, what are you doing on the computer?
I'm searching for some information for my research paper.
You mean you're looking for resources on the internet?
That's right.
Don't you think it might be better to use a library to find materials for your paper?
Well, libraries are good, but it's more convenient and useful to use the internet.
I understand it's more convenient, but what do you mean by it's more useful?
You know, there is tons of useful information online that you can't find in libraries.
Yeah, but you can't trust everything on the internet.
I know what you mean. Do you think that could end up being a problem?
Possibly. Incorrect information can ruin the quality of your paper.
You're right. I've got to think about that.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh my! We've been stuck here for almost an hour.
I know. It'd be quicker to walk or ride a bike.
You're probably right. There's even more traffic on the road than before.
Definitely. Actually, traffic has become a major problem around big cities.
I agree. Then how do you think we can help deal with this?
Well, everybody should use public transportation as much as possible.
Absolutely. I think it's also good to carpool when going in the same direction.
For sure. And the government needs to find ways to reduce the number of cars on the road. For example, like banning cars in city centers during busy hours.
You mean the private cars?
Yeah. If not, the problem will grow.
6번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Thank you for joining us, Professor Peterson. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Fantastic. First off, our viewers want to hear your thoughts on the workplace of the future.
Well, in my opinion, the future workplace will be different from today's in several ways.
Then what do you think will be the biggest difference?
I believe that more and more people will work from home.
Interesting. Why do you think so?
Thanks to the internet, more companies will encourage employees to work from home.
Do you view it as a positive change?
Yes. The fact is that a lot more work usually gets done at home than at the office.
Oh, I see. Thank you for sharing your valuable insight into the future workplace.
You're welcome. I'm glad to share my ideas with your viewers.
Dad,
look at my desk.
Wow, you've reorganized it.
Yeah. Do you like where I put the computer? I moved it to the right side of the desk.
Yes, I do. I also like the Les Miserables poster on the wall over the desk. Where did you get it?
From my friend Michael.
I see. But where is your piggy bank? It was on the left side of the desk.
I moved it onto my dresser. I wanted more space on the desk.
Good. I see the middle of the desk is empty except for the book holder.
Yeah, since I mainly use the desk for reading.
Nice. And now the bookshelf is on the left side of the desk.
Yeah, I moved it to make room for the computer.
Great job, honey.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Michael. Where are you going?
Hi, Laura. I'm going to the grocery store to buy some vegetables.
I see. I'm on the way to the bank to pay some bills.
Really? Do you always go to the bank just to pay bills?
Yeah. I go there for basically all of my money matters, including transferring money between my accounts.
Why don't you just use internet banking?
I thought about it, but it seems confusing to use.
It's not confusing at all.
Really? Maybe I should consider using it.
Definitely. When you're at the bank, just apply for internet banking. That's all you have to do.
I see. I'll do that. Can you show me how to use it when I get back?
No problem.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 시사이드 블러버드에 가는 이유를 고르시오.
Excuse me, do you know if a bus to Seaside Boulevard stops here?
Yes, one does. I'm actually waiting for that bus, and I think it's about to arrive.
Oh, great, thanks. Do you live on Seaside Boulevard?
No, I don't. My grandmother lives there. She runs a small restaurant near the beach.
Do you visit your grandmother often?
Yes. I try to visit her every summer to help her with the restaurant.
Oh, you're a good granddaughter. I'm going to Seaside Boulevard to compete in the National Youth Surfing Championship Tournament.
Really? Are you good at surfing?
Well, actually, this is my first time to participate in the tournament.
I see. Good luck. Oh, here comes the bus.
10번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what are we going to do tomorrow? It's the last day of our trip here.
Look at this pamphlet. How about jungle trekking?
That's a good idea. What else is on the pamphlet?
Let me see. Oh, we could visit an ancient temple.
Yeah, but I'd like to do something more interesting. How about whitewater rafting?
That would be fun. There's too much to choose from.
I know. Then why don't you just choose one? I'll be happy with anything.
Okay. Then let's take this cave tour. It says here we can see golden bats there. What do you think?
That sounds great. I'd really like that.
Fantastic.
11번. 2014 델라웨어 코스탈 클린업에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Trash on our beaches is not only unattractive, but potentially dangerous to marine life. You can help keep our beaches clean by volunteering for the 2014 Delaware Coastal Cleanup. Volunteer registration will open on July 15th. volunteers are strongly encouraged to pre-register on the DCC website. The cleanup will be held from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, September 20th. It'll span the 99-mile eastern coastline. In case of rain, the date will be changed to the following Saturday, September 27th. 2014 Coastal Cleanup T-shirts will be given to volunteers in appreciation of their effort. Let's all work together to keep our beaches clean.
(12번) 프랑코 매그나니에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Today I'm going to talk about the Italian artist Franco Magnani. Franco Magnani was born in 1934 in a small village in Pontito, Italy. His life changed tragically when his father died in an accident in 1942. In 1958, he left his hometown to earn a living as a cook on cruise ships. He began painting in 1965, 7 years after he left Pontito. His first painting was of the house where he was born. He painted his pictures entirely from memory. He married Ruth Magnani in 1975, and his wife, an artist, taught him the rules of perspective. He returned from New York to Pontito in 1992 for the first time since 1958.
13번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 선택한 노트북 컴퓨터를 고르시오.
Max, what are you doing?
I'm comparing laptop computers on this website.
Oh, are you thinking about buying one?
Yeah. I have been recently going on a lot of business trips, so I'd like a laptop to have with me.
I see. Then it's probably good to get a lighter one. How about this one? It's the lightest one.
I like it, but I don't want to spend more than $1,000.
Okay. What display size do you want? The 12-inch one might be good because it's small.
That makes sense, but actually, I prefer one with a longer battery life.
All right. Then I'd say you should choose this one.
I agree. It has the longest battery life and smaller display size. I'll get that one.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Claire. You look a bit upset. Is everything all right?
Not really. I'm really worried about my vocabulary test next week.
Why is that?
I'm not good at memorizing words.
Why do you say that?
Because I work so hard to improve my English vocabulary, but I'm absolutely hopeless at remembering new words.
I doubt that. I'm sure you'll do fine on the vocabulary test.
I hope you're right. I'm just frustrated with my memory these days.
Well, why don't you try a new method to memorize words?
Like how?
How about using flashcards?
That's a good idea, but I don't have enough time to make them.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제인이 다니엘에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This Sunday is Jane's grandma's birthday. Jane usually celebrates her grandma's birthday at her grandma's house. Unfortunately, this year, Jane won't be able to make it due to heavy snow. So Jane walks to the post office to send her grandma a birthday gift she bought yesterday. Because of the snow on the sidewalk, it's difficult for Jane to walk. Suddenly, a car pulls up beside her. It's her friend Daniel. Jane would like a ride to the post office if he's going in that direction. Luckily, he's going to the bank near the post office. In this situation, what would Jane most likely say to Daniel?
Daniel.
16번과 17번은 두 번 들려드립니다. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. I think all of you know about globalization. But have you heard about the global village? The global village is similar to globalization, but it's different in an important way. While globalization means bringing countries and economies together, the global village encourages individuals to become closer and to help each other. Can you guess what the secret to the growth of the global village is? It's social media. Social media such as KakaoTalk, which most of you are using, enable people to stay in contact with each other. Statistically, by the end of 2012, Facebook hit over 1 billion users, and MySpace reported 125 million users. There were 140 million people using Twitter, and more than 70 million using KakaoTalk. Surprisingly, YouTube had about 8 billion visitors per day by the end of 2012. And incredibly, these numbers are expected to consistently grow.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I think all of you know about globalization. But have you heard about the global village? The global village is similar to globalization, but it's different in an important way. While globalization means bringing countries and economies together, the global village encourages individuals to become closer and to help each other. Can you guess what the secret to the growth of the global village is? It's social media. Social media such as KakaoTalk, which most of you are using, enable people to stay in contact with each other. Statistically, by the end of 2012, Facebook hit over 1 billion users, and MySpace reported 125 million users. There were 140 million people using Twitter, and more than 70 million using KakaoTalk. Surprisingly, YouTube had about 8 billion visitors per day by the end of 2012. And incredibly, these numbers are expected to consistently grow.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 여자가 언급한 소셜 미디어 중에서 사용자의 수가 가장 적은 것은?